我哋今日诵读嘅经文系喺马太福音9:35-38。
The scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35. We'll begin reading in English responsively. I start with the adverse. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
我哋一同嚟到去中文诵读，用启应嘅方式。我先读单节，马太福音9:35。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在各会堂里教导人，宣扬天国的福音，医治各种疾病、各种病症。他就对门徒说：庄稼多，工人少。圣经读笔，我哋现在有范传道为我哋证道。
Peace to everyone。
弟兄姊妹平安。咁啊，好開心啊！第一次喺貴教會嘅崇拜當中喺度同大家嚟到去見面啊！
It's such a pleasure to preach to you on the in this church。
咁我哋喺聽道之前咧，我哋一齊嚟到去禱告好嘛
？Before I preach, I'd like to lead us in the prayer。
親愛嘅恩主，我哋低頭敬拜讚美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow our head to praise and worship you.
因为你是配受我们最大的敬拜和赞美的。
Because you are worthy of our worship.
我们的生命和我们所拥有的一切都是你赏赐给我们的。
Because all we have all our life is because of you.
我们能够聚在礼拜堂里面，成为弟兄姊妹，成为一家人，是你的恩典。
Because of your grace, we can come together as a family.
我哋甚愿你悦纳我哋对你嘅敬拜同埋赞美。
We pray that you will accept our worship gladly。
我哋愿意打开我哋嘅心，打开我哋嘅耳朵，去聆听你自己嘅说话。
We like to open our heart and open our ears to listen to your words。
求主带领引导我哋嘅心。
We pray that you will lead our heart。
我哋将以下时间交俾你。
We offer the following time to you。
诚心祈祷，奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray sincerely in the James, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. 啱啊！啱啊！以前咧就有一个好有钱嘅弟兄，咁啊佢就同教会啲弟兄姊妹一齐去中国山区度短宣。
There was a very rich brother in church. He went on a mission trip with a brother and sister in church in the rural area of China.
哇！咁呢個短宣隊去到中國某個山區度咧，就接觸到度好多嘅窮人，窮得好緊要嘅窮人。
So he went there with brother and sister, and in those rural area there are a lot of poor people.
佢哋食唔飽，著又著得唔暖，住嗰啲屋咧係穿窿嘅，即係話咧漏風嘅。
So they couldn't eat. Those people didn't have enough to eat. They don't have enough clothes to wear, and even their houses are broken and the water's leaking.
咁啊，嗰啲弟兄姊妹親眼同埋親身體驗過咩叫做真正嘅窮啊，所以佢哋咧起咗一種憐憫嘅心。
So the brother and sister in the church realize how what really poor is, and they're from their heart they have a compassion for them.
佢哋咧好好愛啊，好想再去將來再去咧探翻呢個山區嗰啲嘅貧民啊。
They like very much to go back there to visit them。
而且咧，佢哋承諾咧就要用祈禱去支持佢哋，而且咧係啊，就係按月咧去奉獻咧俾呢個山區嘅貧民。
They made a promise to pray for them, those rural people, and also make money offering to support their lives。
其實呢個短宣隊裏面嘅成員，除咗嗰一位富有嘅弟兄之外咧，其他人嘅經濟都麻麻地嘅啫。
So actually, other than the very rich brother in church, all the other brothers and sisters, they are not really very wealthy, and they are just meeting their ends need.
不過佢個個都好願意去付出，按月嚟到去支持呢個山區嘅貧民。
But yet they are willing to keep their promise to offer their offering to help those rural people.
咁啊，呢位富有嘅弟兄咧更加承诺，我将来一定要再去呢个地方再探佢哋噶。我咧成日都要为佢祈祷，个个月都要奉献啊，咁样。
And the rich brother especially promised to pray for those rural people and willing to offer his wealth to support their lives.
咁啊，时间过得好快，几年就过去咗啦。
So after a couple of years.
这个教会又再组织这个短宣队，又去翻这个山区。
And the church set up another mission team to visit the same area.
差不多原班人马啊，再去过。
So nearly the same group of people went there again.
不过争了一个人。
And missing one person.
争了谁呢？原来是那个富有的弟兄。
Who's missing? The very rich one.
原来呢，这个富有的弟兄呢，呢幾年嚟咧，佢本來承諾話一年去一次嘛，原來呢幾年嚟佢未去過。
And indeed, that brother didn't visit that rural area all in among these years.
佢所有嘅承諾啊，即係去嗰度探訪啦，為佢哋祈禱啦，按月奉獻俾佢，全部都冇兑現。
So all what he promised, his offering, his prayer were all empty promises.
點解呢？咁有解釋嘅喎。
So what happened? And he has an explanation.
因為我好忙嘛，家庭又忙，工作又忙，咁點去呢？咁。
Oh, because I was so busy at work, busy at home.
所以佢全部唔記得曬。
So he forgot everything of.
弟兄姊妹，我想問下你，請問邊個先係真真正正愛呢個山區嘅貧民啊
？So who is the real person who really love those people?
是那些經濟環境麻麻地啊，定那班啊，定是那個富有的弟兄啊？
Is that the brother and sister who are not so well off, or that rich brother?
我相信個答案太明顯啦，係咪啊？唔使我講啦。
The answer is very obvious, right?
弟兄姊妹啊，當我哋有時我哋去思想，如果我哋話我哋愛上帝
，Sometimes when we think about it, we say that we love our God.
咁我哋諗諗啊，你估上帝愛咩啦？神愛咩啊？
And we think in other way. So what God, what does God love?
啊，你話俾我聽，神愛咩啊
？God loves.
神愛什麼？神愛世人啊。
All the people in the world.
但係如果我哋話我哋愛上帝，不過冇愛上帝所愛嘅人。
So you say that we love God, but do not love those who He loves.
咁你諗一諗，呢個係咪真正嘅愛上帝咧？嚇
？Is it real love towards God?
嗱，而家咧，我哋嗰個光景，即係我哋啊。
So among ourselves right now，
嗰個情況咧係有啲似嗰個富有嘅弟兄啫，就係似嗰班咧，即係麻麻地有錢嘅弟兄姊妹們啊。
So are we more like that rich brother or those who are not so well off？
又或者我咁樣問你，到你係希望咧似邊個
？Or I ask you the other way， who do you want to be？
咁我心里边咧，好相信咧，各位弟兄姊妹，你梗系希望咧似嗰班，即系愿意付上行动、实实际际嗰班嘅弟兄姊妹啊嘛。
So I believe that you all want to be those who keep their promise, put their love into actions.
因为佢哋嗰个爱系真实而且具体嘅。
Because their love is real.
我哋要思想一个问题。
We need to think about one thing.
今日咧，好多嘅弟兄姊妹，好多话自己信耶稣嘅人咧，就有一个情况叫三分钟热度啊。
A lot of brother and sister in today's scenario is that we are just like a microwave.
知道咧，哎呀，福音好重要啊，亦都咧知道咧，周围啲人都好多人未信耶稣噶。
We all know that gospel is important to a lot of people, and a lot of people haven't known Christ yet.
有啲弟兄姊妹咧，亦都学过咧，点样去传福音噶。
we have all kinds of training to how to spread the gospel.
但係因為咧自己好多嘅原因或者係好忙啦，啊要呢樣啦，要嗰樣啦咁樣樣。
But because of other reasons, maybe because of our work or family, lots of other reasons.
冇咗嗰種傳福音嘅熱誠啊。
We lost the passion for the gospel.
啊，我想咧問下，其實你而家嘅光景。我哋嘅光景到底係點嘅呢
？So I would like to ask, what is our situation right now？
因姊妹，你想做一個點樣嘅基督徒啊
？Who do you want to be? What kind of Christian you want to be？
你想做一個咧表裏一致、言行合一嘅基督徒嗎
？Or you want to be a person who is same as outside same as inside？
你想唔想做一個聽道又可以行道嘅基督徒啊
？Do you want to walk your talk？
你想做一个咧，好似主耶稣咁样，将天国福音可以到处宣讲嘅基督徒啊
？Do you like to be our Jesus who spread the gospel to everywhere？
我相信如果你系一个真正嘅基督徒嘅话
，So if you are a real Christian，
你一定想嘅。
You really want to achieve this。
不过问题就系到底点样样我哋先可以做得到呢
？But the question is how are we going to accomplish that？
啊，刚才咧两位姊妹咧中文英文啊读过呢、这个。马太福音的第九章三十五到三十八节。
So, the worship leader has already read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 verses 35 to 39.
啊，我哋就从呢几节嘅经文里边咧，睇下主对我哋有咩嘅提示吓。
So we like to read the passage to see what kind of lesson Jesus is going to give us.
啊，今日嘅讲题系绝不空谈嘅爱。
Today we are talking about love with action.
Okay, 刚才已经读过了，所以我现在只会分段和即是大家来去读。
So, since we have already read this, so we are going to look at it phrases by phrases.
如果我们想好像耶稣这样是即是言行合一的。
So, if we want to be like Jesus who walked his talk,
所以我们就一定要生命里面有一种真正的爱在里面我们才可以做得到的。
We need to have a real love in our life to achieve this.
怎样才可以拥有
?How?
第一样要愿意付上代价我们看第三十五节。
We look at verse 35, we need to pay the price.
我们一起读一次第三十五节蓝色字那里好吗什麼叫走遍各城各鄉啊
？Do you want me to read it in English？
啊，即係你好唔得閒啦，係咪？係咪啊？咩叫走遍各城各鄉啊？
唔係，你想唔想我讀？
哦，你用英文讀啊 ？OK， 好，唔好意思。
So, if you have your Bible, let's read together. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Here it says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages.Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
弟兄姊妹，走遍各城各鄉，你試過未啊
？What does it mean by walking through all the towns and villages? Have you ever tried that?
我哋係咁以走遍啊芝加哥嚟睇下喂。
Let's try to walk through the whole area of Chicago.
我諗你買多幾對 Air Nike 都唔掂啊。
I wonder how many pair of walking shoes you need to buy.
以色列唔係好大，不過絕對唔細。
Israel, the land is not big, but it is not small.
耶稣说走遍各城各乡，即是大的地方去，小的地方去。
Jesus, when here it says, he went through all the towns and villages.
在会堂里面教训人，又宣讲福音，又帮人哋医人哋。
And teaching in all the synagogues and helping everyone in need.
哇，用现代的广东话讲叫忙到飞起，唔知有冇得翻译咧？
Your schedule is pretty much filled.
Okay. 即係好忙，好辛苦噶。
It is very busy and a lot of effort needs to pay.
所以走遍絕對唔簡單一件事。
So if you walk through the whole area, it's not an easy task.
不過咧，喺經文裏邊咧，有冇話耶穌領咗多少人歸主啊
？But does it say that how many people has he led to him？
呢個完全冇講喎。
He didn't say a word about us.
因為呢個根本唔係重要。
Because it is not important.
我哋个重点咧睇到咧就系耶稣系奔波劳碌，佢愿意付嗰个代价。
The important thing is that we look at Jesus. He is willing to pay the price, no matter how busy his schedule looks like.
圣经要将咧耶稣个榜样话俾我哋睇啊。
It set as a good example to show us what is real.
这个是什么榜样啊？
What kind of example is that?
原付代价的榜样咯。
Willing to pay the price.
我和我太太有五年的时间在 New York 那里侍奉。
My wife and I have served in New York for 5 years.
我记得呢 ,2008 年的时候呢搞了 New York 一个地方叫 Brooklyn, 搞了个6日、7日的遍全运动。
So, in 2008, my wife and I have set up a short-term mission movement in Brooklyn area.
我好记得第一日就华氏100度。
Oh, the first day it was 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
第二日101, 第三日102, 跟住去到103度。
All the next couple of days it was like in the hundreds.
在我的字典里面叫做辛苦。
In my dictionary, according to me, this is very tough.
乾乾淨淨出去就濕水鴨咁翻翻嚟。
So you were pretty much, you went up clean clothes, but when you come home, you are all wet.
哇！個個弟兄姊妹咧，就而家我哋有件 T-shirt 嘅對衣，個個都有兩件啊。
So all the brother and sister need two sweatshirt.
好辛唔辛苦啊？
Sorry.
因為辛苦啦。
It is really tough.
連啲街坊都走嚟問啲弟兄姊妹：，啊、你咁熱仲走出嚟拋頭露面派嘢同我哋傾偈做咩啫？咁。
So all the passerby saying that, oh, this is so hot. Why do you work so hard?
啲弟兄姊妹啊，忽然间咧醒起一样嘢啦。
All the brothers and sisters suddenly realize one thing。
佢哋回应嗰啲嘅街坊啊。
This is how they respond to the passerby。
咁热都走出嚟，有原因噶。
Even if it's so hot, we come out. There is a reason。
因为基督嘅爱激励我，所以我咪走出嚟咯。
I'm motivated by the love of Christ.
喂朋友，你知唔知耶稣爱你啊？唔知啊，我同你分享下咁。
Do you know Jesus loves you? No, I'm going to tell you.
哦，反而咧，哦，传福音仲更加咧，即系畅顺添。
And even it paved our way even easier.
辛苦系一定辛苦嘅。
Tough, yes, it is really tough.
但系快唔快乐咧
？Is it joyful?
嗱，你问下咧，啲教会嗰啲咧，好热心传福音嗰啲，喂，快唔快乐啊？咁样。
You ask those who are eager to spread gospel in our church, is it joyful? Of course they would say yes.
答案是非常快乐。
Of course it is very joyful.
耶稣走遍各城各乡在会堂里面教训人，宣讲天的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And he teach in the synagogues, preach in the good news and the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
你有冇谂过，如果耶稣唔系2000年前嚟，系今时今日嘅现代人，你估耶稣会去咩地方做传福音啊？嗱
，So if Jesus is in today this world after 2000 years, okay, 2015，
喺圣经里边咧记载过耶稣又去过旷野啊，又去过圣殿啊，又去过会堂啊，去过路旁啊，有咩咩水池旁，总之咩地方都。都去雲集又接觸埋啲罪人啊、妓女，咩地方都去曬噶噃。
So in the gospel, you see that Jesus went to the villages, into the wilderness, go to the temple, go to the synagogues, and even to bathing places, and even to where the sinners, where do they live? In today's world, where is he going to be?
如果耶穌係現代人，佢會去邊度咧？嗬
？Where is he going to?
佢系咪净系喺礼拜堂里边咧揸住支咪喂？你要信耶稣，信我啫，系咪咁啊
？Is he going to only preach in the church？
我相信唔止哦。
No, I don't think so。
我相信咧，耶稣会去好多地方。
I think that he is going to, he will go to a lot of places。
咩街道啊、公园啊、各敲下你道门啊。
In the streets, go to the parks。
啊，嗰啲饼店啊，咩总之咧，商场咩地方佢都会去啊。
Go to the mall, go to the bakery, speak to a lot of people。
弟兄姊妹，耶稣是把握好每一个嘅机会咧嚟到传福音。
Brother and sister, we see that Jesus makes use of every opportunity.
佢真系一个愿意付代价嘅神嚟嘅。
He is the God who is willing to pay the price.
不过你肯唔肯借
？Do you want to pay the price？
你肯唔肯借啊
？Do you want to？
你肯唔肯借啊
？Do you？
耶稣走遍各城各乡，唔系人哋请噶。
He walked through all the villages. Is not being invited by.
你发觉佢系自己去噶。
He take up the initiative to do that.
佢要自己主动去揾嗰啲迷失嘅人噶。
He actively looking seeking those who are lost.
佢系主动将生命嘅道话俾佢哋听噶。
He actively tell them the way of life.
耶稣有冇俾人 reject 过佢啊？拒绝过啊？
Did he ever got rejected by others?
梗系有啦，仲俾反对佢啲人钉埋上十字架添，系咪啊？
He even went to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，结果唔系最重要嘅。
The end result is not.
嗰个过程系先系好重要。
The process is important.
如果我哋话我哋爱上帝。
If we say that we love God,
但是我们的爱心没有产生那种行为出来。
But there is no action with it.
我们的爱是得把口。
We are, just talk.
根据圣经里面的记载，那些祭司认为什么叫宗教呢？
According to the Bible, the priests at that time, what is religion?
献祭咯。
Making sacrifices?
法利赛人认为什么叫做宗教呢？
According to Pharisees, what is religion?
咪律法咯。
The law.
耶稣认为咩系宗教啦
？According to Jesus, what is religion?
爱。
Love.
耶稣佢主动去到人群嘅里边，去认识佢哋，关心佢哋。
He actively go to the people to know them, to care for them.
不过现代好多教会里边弟兄姊妹都有个困难啊。
But in today's church, a lot of, there is some difficulties among the brothers and sisters.
即系佢哋发现咧，有啲朋友咧，好似几抗拒佢哋。嘅邀請佢翻嚟教會嗰
度。For example, they often feel that someone is not willing to accept their invitation or reject them.
啊，點解啊
？Why is that？
我好耐都冇揾阿岑仔噶啦，咁、岑仔嚟聽報道會。
And like they invite me to a evangelist meeting, and I'm just so and so not so willing to come.
我第一次邀請。过咗一年之后，岑仔又嚟听报道会。
After a year, I got invited again, and this time
年年都搵佢嚟听报道会，岑仔惊咗我啦。
And every year I got invited, and I want to keep a distance.
佢平时嘅时候冇跟，即系冇接触啊。
It's because during other days there was nobody contact me.
有报道会，岑仔。
So when there is a religious meeting, then I'm invited.
岑仔同堅仔講 ：No, no, no.
Then I won't feel very eager to come anymore.
我以前咧認識一位嘅弟兄。
Long time ago, I know a brother.
佢去咗一家嘅教會裏，一間小嘅教會裏邊。
He went to a small church.
哇！佢帶好多嘅朋友同同事翻教會，入佢嘅團契。
He brought a lot of friends and those who know to the church, to the fellowship.
差唔多幾個禮拜就有一個新朋友嚟嘅嘞噃，呢個人大家嚟嘅。
Every other week he will bring a newcomers to the newcomer to church.
咁啲團友啊好奇啦。
So all the other brothers and sisters were curious.
即係你要明白啦，啲團友點解好奇咧
？Why were they curious？
因為做得基督徒耐咧，就即係冇乜其他嗰啲非基督徒朋友嘛。咁好難邀請人翻嚟咯。
So if you been in the church for a long time, most of your friends will be Christians.
但係呢個有得咁容易帶人翻嚟嘅喂。
So why is this brother can invite newcomers so easily?
咁佢話：係你用咩方法帶咁多人翻嚟啫？咁。
So they asked him how are you able to bring so many newcomers?
佢話冇啊，冇方法。
Well, there is nothing.
唔係嘅，你實有啲秘密。
There is no secret, but the other says that no, there is a secret. You know something.
呢個人諗咗一陣
，Well, he thought about it。
佢話：我得閒就同人哋，即係我自己都要食飯噶嘛。
Well, he said, well, I need to have lunch, have dinner, right？
我每一兩個禮拜就總有一兩次咧，會出下街食飯咁。
So, every other week I will go out to I'll go dine out。
咁我梗係約埋我啲朋友一齊食飯。
So I will invite them。
食飯。
Well, dinner.
中國人食飯係好緊要嘅。
Well, accordingIn China, among Chinese, eat together is very important.
原來呢兩個字就維繫咗佢同好多朋友嘅關係啊。
That's how the relationship is being kept.
各位弟兄姊妹食飯容唔容易咁咧嚇
？Well, it's what's so special about dining together?
啊，阿 Vin 住到喺度震，夠曬容易啦，係咪
？It is easy, right?
哦，原來食飯咧又可以令人歸主嘅噃，你有冇諗過啊
？Well, have you thought that like?You invite people to dinner can bring people to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，呢個動作係好簡單嘅。
It is such a small act.
即係平時之間有啲同朋友之間一啲嘅聯繫啊。
So you need to keep connections with your friends.
你唔好睇佢咁簡單，係其實係好重要嘅。
Don't overlook all these small actions.
另外一件事
，another thing，
好多弟兄姊妹咧覺得傳福音難咧，係因為佢都唔係好想付代價。
Well, some they think that spreading the gospel is difficult because they are not willing to pay the price.
付咩代價？冇似耶穌咁樣周圍去咁樣接觸下人啊，同人傾下偈傳福音咁樣咯。
It's like Jesus who went out to all the villages to keep in touch with other people, right?
等姊妹咧最驚一樣嘢。
Well, brother and sister is they are all afraid of one thing.
俾人拒絕。
Being rejected.
廣東話叫魚。
It's you lose your face.
即係好羞愧咁樣係嘛？即係好好面目。
You feel shameful, yes.
好唔開心。
It is not a joyful feeling.
咁耶穌基督係咪好魚啊？咁
？Well, does Jesus?
聖經從來冇咁樣嘅形容詞形容主耶穌。
In the Bible, we don't see the word shameful describing Jesus.
嗰個重要嘅係我哋要好似主咁樣付呢個代價。
The important thing is we must be like him to pay the price.
呢一樣嘢先係最重要嘅。
This is important.
以前咧有人同我講。
What somebody told me?
嗰陣喺紐約啊，你哋啊啱啱香港嚟，你要小心。
Well, they told me that, oh, you're from Hong Kong, be careful.
你哋啊，傳福音傳到收唔到口噶。
Well, you cannot stop when you spread the gospel.
啊，你啊，即係美國人好中意告人噶。
Well, in the United States, they like to put people
in court. 你成日 knock 人哋道門啊，告到你坐監都有份啊咁。
Well, if you knock on people's door, they probably you put.
咁我同我娘傳到初到貴境，咁咪信啦。
Well, first, my wife and I went there, and we believe such rumor.
我心裏邊諗。啊媽，我咪去咗大陸咧，要搞成咁。
Did we go back to mainland China? Why is it so?
咁啊，過咗幾個月，我都好小心謹慎。
Well, for the first couple of months, we were very careful.
但有一次忍唔住。
One time we couldn't help ourselves.
喺個地下鐵裏邊。
In the metro, in the
subway. 見到個黃皮膚黑頭髮嘅男人。
Well, I see there is someone Asian looking.
我心裏邊諗，到底你係中國人、日本人定係Korean？
Well, is he a Chinese or Korean or Japanese?
我特登大聲少少講。
Well, I talk a little bit louder.
對面嗰個人用中文同我講：，喂，乜我似韓國人
？Then he said, "Do I look like other Asian non-Chinese?"
咁就開始一個對話咯。
Then that initiated a conversation.
啊，得到甜頭冇俾人告喎。咁啊，敲下隔離鄰舍門口啦，睇下佢係西人定係中國人。
So we started knock on people's door.
我發覺我到今日都未坐過監。
Well, we are still not in jail.
弟兄姊妹，有時候好多觀念框住咗我哋。
A lot of times we were bound by these rumors or concepts.
你肯付呢個代價咧，好多問題就可以解決噶。
Well, if we are willing to pay the price, all these are not obstacles.
如果我哋好似想好似耶穌咁樣有嗰份絕不空談嘅愛嘅話咧
，If we want to be like Jesus, who loves with action.
你除了要肯付代价之外还有一样东
西。Other than paying the price, you need one more thing.
就是你要能够身同感受。
You need to have empathy.
啊我们一起读第36节。啊时间关系中英文一起读好吗
?We read together Chinese and English.
啊预备起了吧。安然去多的人
Because all the cross he has compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without
shepherd 好了我们看到耶稣看到很多个人耶稣就怜悯他们
He had compassion when he sees all these people
因为他们困苦流离好像没有牧人的羊那样
Because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd
但其实那时候呢即係亦都有好多以色列人係渴慕真理嘅。
At that time, a lot of Israel people they were actually seeking the truth.
不過可惜當時嗰啲宗教領袖，即係嗰啲祭司啊、法利賽人啊、撒都多人，即係嗰扎咁樣啦嚇。
But at that time, those religious leaders like Sadducees, the priests and the Pharisees,
佢都冇好好地去教導呢啲以色列人嘅。
They didn't teach them according to the scripture.
所以呢即係嗰批以色列人呢即使你冇道啊都冇道俾你。
So at that time, if the Jewish people, if they were seeking the truth, there is nothing to be heard of.
我哋可以用另外一個角度諗，如果你係上帝，你心裏邊有咩感受啊？
So in if you look at the other way, if you are a God, what do you think about this?
真係好難過啦！我子民百姓冇人牧養喎。
It is so sad because they are without a shepherd.
嗱，呢一個觀點係從神嘅觀點去出發。
Now we read this according to the.
但耶穌佢亦都走到落去人群嘅當中。
So Jesus were among the people.
吞眼睇到感受到啊，有啲人想揾真理揾唔到。
He feel for themselves those people who seek the truth but cannot find it.
所以耶穌好深感受到呢啲人真係困苦流離，所以佢憐憫佢哋。
So he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless.
耶稣有这种的心肠产生，基于他走遍各城各乡。
He had have such heart because he went through all the villages.
他亲眼看到人的需要。
He saw it by his own eyes, with his own eyes.
我们有没有看到人的需要？
Do we see people's need?
今天呢，我们很多弟兄姊妹都看到很多需要的。
We see all kinds of needs today.
丈夫有需要
my husband has need,
太太有需要
my wife has need,
仔女有需要
my children
家庭有需要
my family,
学业有需要
need, my
family, 男女朋友有需要
boyfriends and girlfriends,
可能游水有需要
游水
打羽毛球有需要
we need to have our own sport time, a leisure time,
哇夹 band 有需要
we need to play the band,
很多的东西呢是其实真的有需要的嘛。
There are lots of other needs.
即是人生搞下兴趣都挺好啊。
There are, well, you have a lot of interest, it would be good for your personal life.
我的意思不是说你们不可以有你的兴趣，因为 David 没有语调阴功。
I'm not saying that you should reject all these personal interests.
我而是说呢，我们的兴趣不可以成为福音工作，不可以成为神的事工里面的拦阻。
I'm saying that these interests cannot be obstacles to God's work.
如果我们的需要还大过上帝的需要，弊家伙。
If our interest is greater than God's interest, then we will have a big problem.
圣经里面所讲的那种怜悯是什么怜悯呢？
What kind of compassion we are talking about here?
是一种身同感受的怜悯。
He said, you feel the same as them.
人家开心我们感受到，痛苦我们都感受到。
When people are happy, you feel for them. When they are sad, you feel for them.
除非你接触这个人，你才能够产生了这种怜悯出来的。
You have to reach out to them, then you will have such compassion.
今天很多人呢，都仍然喜欢来移民来美国的吧。
A lot of people still like to immigrate to the States.
现在呢，就少了。广东人来了，多数都国语人来。
Well, right now, fewer and fewer people from 广东 or Hong Kong come to more and more from Northern China.
你不要理他是国语啊，定是广东。他来到的时候就是一个新移民。
Well, regardless of he speaks Cantonese or Mandarin, he come here, he is a newcomer here.
他的生活啊、交通啊、起居啊、语言啊，全部改变了。
He has to adjust to his way of living, his language, the way he travels.
很多的需要的。
He has a lot of needs.
哇，如果呢，这个时候有基督徒去接触到这些新移民呢，即是他们的心是比较柔软的。
At this time, if you are going to reach out to them, their heart is actually softened.
哇，很多时候呢，就肯分你，跟你回来教会，听你讲信息的嘛。
Sometimes they are willing to come to church to listen to a message.
好啦，但系如果咧嗰个时候冇人接触，冇接触佢哋，觉得若干年佢哋习惯适应咗呢个环境啦。
But at that time, if nobody reach out to them and they adjust to this place by themselves,
咁仲使唔使需要你帮助
？Do they need your help anymore？
梗系唔需要啦。
Of course not, right？
错失咗最好嘅良机噶啦。
So you miss the greatest opportunity。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要唔要把握呢个机会啊
？Do we need to catch such opportunity？
把握呢个机会，你就可以接触到好多即系人嘅。
By making use of such opportunity, we can reach out to a lot of people。
弟兄姊妹，我哋要把握呢个机会。
We need to make use of this。
耶稣嚟唔系人哋请嘅。
Jesus went to these places are not being invited。
佢亲自嚟呢个世界上揾有需要嘅人。
He actively came to this place to
look for lost. 我想问一下在座的弟兄姊妹，你有没有哪位呢，你信耶稣的时候呢， 就冇听过见证，冇听过福音，冇听过耶稣几好啊！你就走嚟同阿牧师讲，牧师我要信耶稣，点信啊？喂，咁有冇？
Is there anyone of you who didn't know the gospel, didn't know anything about Jesus, and just went to a pastor and say that pastor, I like to believe in Jesus. How? What should I do?
如果你真系咁嘅，你可唔可以俾我认识下你
？If you are such person, I'd like to know you.
举手啊，喂。
Please raise your hand.
有冇啊？一个。
Anyone like that?
我冇。啊，呢啲系世间稀有。
These are rare in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋睇到一个即系嗰个嘅事实，系冇人自己走入教堂度嘅。
Well, we know a fact that there is nobody who is willing to come to a church.
都系靠咧信徒嚟到去传道传福音嘅。
A lot.Most of us are being invited by other people.
好多年前我喺紐約同咧我太太行街。
A couple years ago, when we were living in New York,
迎面咧有一個外國嘅少女係遠遠嘅行過嚟。
And in front of us, there came an American girl.
我忽然間發覺，咦？點解呢個人一邊面黑一邊面白咧？啱啱可能有個影遮住咗佢啫。
Why is that he has two faces, like one is darker than the other?
但行近啲，我發覺咦，好似唔對路喎，唔係影嚟喎。
Well, when she walk closer, there's something wrong. It's not the.
我心谂应该系个胎记，哇！但系个胎记都胎得好好绝喎，啱啱一半。
It looks like a birthmark, but it is such a weird way that it separates her face into two halves.
啊，我觉得真系可惜啦，即系胎到咁大笪咁样。
Well, the birthmark is so big, it's such a pity.
因为再行近啲嘅时候，发觉唔系胎记喎。
When she is getting closer, this is not a birthmark.
是紋身
，it is tattoo。
紋身啊，紋腳、紋手、紋身，我見得多啊。紋面即第一次。
Well, people put tattoo on their hands and feet. That's common, but on the face。
而且係線性嘅圖案，橫橫直直，好似 New York 個 subway 個地圖啊！哇，真係好誇張。
It's like putting a subway map on her face. It is horrifying。
我心諗，如果有一日你唔係好中意呢啲。橫直圖案，咁你點整走佢咧
？So what if you don't like these patterns on your face? How are you going to get rid of them?
我同我太太同佢即係擦身而過之後，我哋兩個對話，即係跟住大家傾偈咁樣。
So after she passed by and I talked to my wife，
兩個人講同一番説話。
We said the same thing。
呢個人一定佢嘅家庭背後有好多嘅唔開心嘅嘢。
Well, this girl has a lot of issues with her family.
以致佢咁樣樣去對待佢自己。
That's why she put such tattoo on her face.
兄姊妹啊
，brothers and sisters，
當我哋咧喺我哋身邊，好多人喺我哋身邊掠過。有啲人我哋識，有啲人我哋唔識。
A lot of, in our life, a lot of people pass by in our life, way of our lives.
我哋有冇嘗試去學習去敏鋭人哋嘅需要
？Do we grow a sensitive heart towards people's need？
我哋好似主咁样样啦，有嗰种即系绝不空谈嘅爱。我哋除咗咧，我哋愿意，即系我哋好似刚才所讲啦，能够即系付代价，又愿意啦去即系感同身受嘅时候咧。
So we like to learn how to love with action, other than the way we need to put our prices and pay our prices, and also we need to have compassion.
仲有一件事好重要嘅，就係第三點。
Another thing is very important.
落實誠懇嘅祈求。
We pray earnestly.
我一齊讀第37、38節。
We read verses 37 and 38.
中英一齊嚟啦。
Said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."Ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send our workers into his harvest field.
既然耶稣话咧有咁多嘅庄稼，咁啊点解唔直接叫啲门徒去收咪得啦？即系去传咪得啦
？So when Jesus see there's the harvest is plenty, why didn't he just ask his disciples to be the workers？
其实呢个重点咧就唔系叫你去做，而喺一个求字嗰度。
The main point here is not about harvesting, but to pray, to ask.
祈祷先至系嗰个重要。
To ask to pray is the main point here.
当我哋愿意去祈祷嘅时候咧，我哋先会有感动。
When we start praying, then we will have the motivation.
当我哋愿意祈祷嘅时候咧，我哋嘅力量先至有嘅。
After we pray, we will have the ability and effort.
当我哋祈祷嘅时候咧，就上帝去动工，唔系我哋去做嘢啊。
So when we pray, it's not us who work, but God Himself.
不過咧，普世教會有個現象，有一個聚會咧，最少人參與，知唔知係咩啊
？So among the churches in this world, there is a one meeting, the least.
普世教會都係咁噶啦，嗰個聚會最少人參與嘅。
Every church is like that.
知唔知咩聚會啊？喺陰陰嘴笑嗰啲啊，知道啦，祈禱會啊嘛。
Prayer meeting.
咁我唔知道咧，你有冇試過參加祈禱會啊？咁樣。
I don't know if you have been attending prayer meetings or not.
为了希望神的道，为希望教会去祷告，很重要。
Pray for the church, pray for the gospel is very important.
你知不知道呢？教会存在的最重要目的是什么？
What is the most important purpose of the church?
你千万不要以为，哎呀，要我有好的灵命。
It's not about our own spiritual life.
教会不存在，你都要有好的灵命，你都要爱神的，是不是？
Even if the church doesn't exist, you still need to have a good.
教会存在一个很重要的目的的。
There is only one purpose for
the church. 要让到更加多的人透过教会信徒努力去认识上帝，即是福音。
The purpose is through church we make disciples to know the gospel.
所以呢，我们那个大使命呢，是普世性的。
So this the Great Commission is for the whole world.
全福音咧系海外同埋本地两样一齐嘅。
So to spread the gospel is both local and globally.
有一位老牧师叫麦希珍，唔知你有冇听过？
There was once a old pastor, Reverend Mac.
咁啊，佢咧喺曾经咧讲过一番咁样嘅说话，被记低咗。
Once he said something like this.
他说宣教就是教会的心脏来的。
Outreaching is the heart of the church.
如果这个心脏停止了跳动呢，个躯体就会死亡。
If this heart stopped beating, then your body will stop functioning.
如果个教会不着重去宣教的时候呢，就是死路一条。
We do not put our emphasis on missionary, then that's the end of
it. 姊妹，我们有没有为自己来去祈祷？
Do we pray for ourselves?
为自己的生命复兴来祷告。
Pray for revival in our lives.
求主来再使用你，兴旺你。
Pray that God will use us greatly.
又或者你有没有为身边的弟兄姊妹祈祷？
Do you pray for brothers and sisters?
你试下喐下个头，望下你身边的弟兄姊妹啊。
Look at the brothers and sisters who sit next
to you. 你个头真系喐下佢喎。
Please turn your head, have a look.
系另眼望下你前后嘅弟兄姊妹。喂，你真系望下，唔好射呢眼射佢，系望佢。
Really have a good look, not just look at it.
佢可唔可爱啊？
Is she or he lovely?
可爱，佢靓唔靓啊？
Is she or he
beautiful? 靓到极点啦，系咪？
Of course they are.
咁可爱咁靓嘅弟兄姊妹，你有冇好好地为佢祈祷？求主亦都复兴佢嘅生命，使用呢个人呢？
Do you ever pray for the brother and sister who is so lovely in God's eyes, so that God can make use of him?
落实诚恳祈求嘅意思就唔系一次过。
So we pray anything, it doesn't mean that we pray only once.
而是常常地去祷告。
It means that consistently.
要收的庄稼多，作工的人少，所以你要求。
So the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, so we need to ask.
耶稣看到了，很多人呢，就怜悯他们困苦流离，这样。
Well, Jesus had compassion because they are harassed and helpless.
我告诉你，这个就是属灵的异象来的。
This is a spiritual vision.
所以上帝耶稣叫我们去求，打败人出去。
So Jesus asked us to pray, to ask, to send the workers.
所以祷告和宣教根本是分不开的。
So we can see that missionary work and prayers cannot
be separate. 海外的宣教或者是本地的传福音都从祷告而来。
Both local and overseas missionaries started from prayer meetings.
等姊妹，我哋盼望咧，我哋着重嚟到祈祷。
So we hope that we put our emphasis on.
我曾经咧同一位好资深嘅牧师去倾偈。
One time I talked to a very senior pastor.
佢话俾我听咧，哇！佢教会好多弟兄姊妹，哇！去海外宣教啊，本地又传福音啊，又学点样去传福音啊，好好。
That pastor told me that there are a lot members in his church who actively participate in missionary works.
咁我啊，跟住想讲句，哇，为你感谢神啦、啊，点知都未讲。
Well, I want to say to her, well, let's give thanks to God.
嗰个牧师唉一声。
But the pastor sighed a long sigh.
咁我将呢句说话吞翻落肚啦。
And I didn't speak it out。
佢讲咩咧
？What did he say？
佢话我教会里边嗰啲全部都系快闪党。
They are all the all these are flash mobs。
啊，闪咗去咩咩 Ecuador？
Wow， they went to Ecuador。
啊，闪咗去 Japan。
Going to Japan。
即系短宣喎。
For short-term missionaries。
哦，今旧年去 Ecuador， 今年就唔去啦。去南非，下年去南非。
Last year they went to Ecuador, so this year they go to South Africa。
再下年去第二度。
And the next year they go to some other places。
呢啲系咩心态啊
？What kind of mentality is this？
哇，似旅游，似旅行多啲系嘛
？It's like going for a travel。
佢话嗰位牧师好语重心长咁样同我讲。
He said very heavy-heartedly。
我发觉到我教会其实唔系需要嗰啲快闪党啊。
My church doesn't need the flash mob。
系需要长期委身做方工作嘅弟兄姊妹。
We need those who commit themselves in a。
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters，
我哋需要为自己去祈祷。
We need to pray for ourselves。
你肯唔肯祈祷
？Do you want to pray？
为你自己。
For you。
为身边可爱嘅漂亮嘅佢。
For your brothers and sisters in church。
要收庄稼。我哋一定要祷告。
To harvest, we need to pray。
啊，不过你又唔好以为啦，哎呀，传福音咧，梗系好辛苦啊。
Don't think that spreading gospel is really tough work。
付咗好多代价，啲咁多嘢都唔见咁。
We pay a lot of prices, but we don't see the end result。
我最后用个故事咧，同大家嚟做个结束。
I like to end my sermon with a story。
啊，以前咧，又喺美国里边咧，有个好有心智嘅教师。
有心智噶。
啊，好有。即系好有抱负嘅教书先生。
There was a once a teacher who has great aspiration。
佢嘅立志咧就唔去啲大城市度教书，佢要去啲啊，即系嗰啲叫做穷嘅小镇嗰度去教书。
He didn't want to be a teacher in big cities, but he aspired to be a teacher in the rural area。
佢真系咧揾咗间乡村嘅小学去教书。
So he indeed find a rural school to teach。
咁啲细路仔好可爱嘅，好中意佢哋啊。
Oh, so he love the kids love him very much。
啊，又叫又跳啊嘛！呢个老师喺度教得好起劲。
And the teacher was very happy, find a lot of joy in his work。
个个学生都好可爱，唯独是一个啊，点解有啲奇怪嘅咧吓
？And then all the students are really good except one. Why is
that？ 啊，嗰件衫咧又弹咗出嚟。
And he wore a lot of like
有巢咁好烫个
，close with patches and all wrinkled。
翻学又唔梳头，成个炸弹咁样。
And he is very untidy。
咁啊，有时行过咧，唔知点解有啲味咧，喂咁样。
When he walked by, he smelled very bad。
有冇冲凉噶
？Did he？
做啲功课咧，做到错晒。
All his homework lots of mistakes。
所以呢个老师啊，整整下就唔系好中意呢个学生。
So over time, he didn't really like that。particular student。
Hey, 到底你屋企人有冇教下你翻去温书噶
？Did he think to himself that this student got has home to go to and be mentored by his parents？
所以佢改呢个学生嘅簿嘅时候，用咗红笔打勾，真系特别大力噶。
So he when he grade his homework, this student's homework, he was very angry and marked with very heavy red marks。
佢心里边唔中意佢。
He disliked him from his heart。
啊，呢个老师系一个基督徒嚟嘅。
Well, he's a Christian。
咁啊，喺度教咗一段时间啦。
So after a while。
咁啊，有一年嘅圣诞节，佢哋学校有一个传统嘅。
In the school there's a tradition during Christmas。
咁啊，就系咧啲老啲学生咧就会送一个小嘅礼物送俾呢个老，即系送俾班主任咁样啦。
So the tradition is that the students will present a gift to the teacher。
咁咧就啊个学生轮流出嚟送个礼物俾先生，先生咧就即系呢个先生就当住众人面咧就拆开咗嗰个礼物，多谢呢个学生咁样样。
So the students take turn to present the gifts to the teacher, and the teacher open the gifts and say thank you to them。
呢个先生我唔记得同你讲，叫做 Mr. Thompson。
And this teacher is name is Mr. Thompson。
佢唔中意嗰个细路仔叫做 Teddy。
And the kid that he dislikes is Teddy。
嗰份礼物都好精致，包得好靓。
So all the other kids here, the gifts are all good。
终于佢见到一份。
And at last he saw one。
係應該係塞喺鞋窿裏邊嗰啲紙啊，咁啊扎埋一嚿扭一扭咁樣，就係一個禮物袋咁。
It's like those packing material in your shoes, and they just take it.
佢一睇到呢份禮物就即刻知道係邊個送噶啦。
He knows by his heart what who gave this gift to him.
咁啊都當眾拆開佢啦，咦入邊有啲香水喎。入邊係支香水。
Inside it was a bottle of perfume.
不過得半樽。
It's only half filled.
咁你都明白咩叫 second hand 啦，係咪
？So you not a second.
不過基於禮貌咧，佢都當住嘅呢個學生 Teddy 面前，咁樣擠兩擠。Thank you. I like it. 咁啦。
So he sprayed a little bit, and he politely said thank you.
好啦，收禮物完畢咁啊，下課之後咪攞曬啲嘢翻去佢個。是不是 office 啊？即教員休息室啊。
So after the class, he brought all his gifts to the teacher's lounge or his office.
他執緊嘢嘅時候，發覺咧個門口有個人頭閃一閃咁樣樣。
When he was packing his stuff, he saw someone pass by.
一睇個身形就知道係 Teddy 啊。
From the way he walked, he knows that he's Teddy.
入嚟入嚟。
So he waved him in.
因為 Teddy 仔走咗入去。老師，你係中意我送你份禮物啊？咁樣。
So Teddy asked him, "You like my gift, right?"
嗰份禮物我阿媽嘅。
The gift is for
啊，老師心裏邊啲火向上升，偷咗你阿媽啲人送俾我二手嘢咁樣。
So he was inferior.
佢都未曾，即係佢都想鬧呢個學生㗎啦。
He was about to give him a hard time.
點知咧？呢個學生同佢講：我最寶貴就係呢樽香水㗎啦。
But he said that this is the most treasured thing I have.
我媽媽死咗啦。
Because my mom has passed away.
呢個香水係佢遺物。
This is what she has left me.
佢遺留俾我嘅唯一嘅禮物。
This is the only thing I have from her.
我好重視呢支香水。
I treasure it very much.
佢我媽媽生前就最中意噴啲香水，我聞到佢香味就知道我媽媽喺度啦。
So when my mom sprayed it, I know that she is around me.
而家老師嘅身上面充滿住我媽媽嘅香味。
So right now you sprayed my perfume, I know that my mom is near.
好多謝你話俾我聽，你中意呢支香水。
Thank you that you said you thank you to me.
Mr. Thompson 成個呆咗。
And Mr. Thompson was so stunned.
一手走怕手，一支箭咁啊走咗去講完咗。
And then because Teddy was such a shy boy.
Mr. Thompson 難過到咧想喊。
And Mr. Thompson was so sad, and he started to cry.
我唔係立志嚟呢啲鄉村嘅地方教好啲細路仔嘅咩
？Am I not aspired to teach these rural kids?
我連一次都冇關心過呢個細路仔嘅家庭。
I didn't even care about him.
我淨嫌佢呢樣嫌佢嗰樣。
He was so disgusted to me.
嗰晚 Mr. Thompson 喺張牀嗰度跪落嚟禱告認罪悔改。
And that night he prayed.To God to confess his own sin.
佢第二日去諗下，我有咩可以幫助呢個 Teddy?
Well, next day he think about he give some thought to what can he do to him.
終於佢叫咗 Teddy 嚟見佢。
So he asked Teddy to see him.
佢話：老師每一日放學之後同你補習好唔好啊
？Oh, is it shouldn't I give you a personal tutor time to you from now on?
Teddy 開心到咧，即係飛起咁樣。
Well, Teddy was so glad.
而且過咗一段時間，呢個細路仔嘅成績明顯改善。
And over time, his studies improved.
其實佢好聰明。
But he's actually a very
因為媽媽離開咗呢個世界，爸爸要工作，所以冇人照顧佢，所以搞成咁。
Because his mom passed away and his dad needs to work, so nobody takes care of him.
再過咗一段日子，校長召見呢個嘅老師。
After a while, the headmaster, Asked Mr. Thompson to see.
佢話 Teddy 嘅爸爸要去到第二個州度工作，所以咧佢轉校啦。
So the headmaster told him that Teddy's dad needs to go to other place to work, so he need to change school.
我又冇留低咗一個聯絡地址就唔見咗，所以咧呢個老師再揾唔到呢個學生。
But he didn't leave a address or how to contact, so Mr. Thompson didn't see him anymore.
過咗五六年之後
，After 5 or 6 years，
呢個老師收到封信。
Mr. Thompson received.
佢一睇啲字跡就即刻認得係 Teddy 寄俾佢啦。
He realized the handwriting is from Teddy.
不過最衰咧就係冇回郵地址。
But there is no return address.
我即刻拆開封信睇。
Well, he opened his letter.
佢話老師要多謝你。
Well, Mr. Thompson, I'd like to thank you.
如果唔係因為你同我補習
，If it is not you who tutored me，
我今天没办法用全中学第一名的成绩毕业。
I cannot graduate from high school first honor in the class.
那就是这么多了。
That's it.
好，跟着又再过多几年。
After a few years,
老师又收了第二封信，又是 Teddy 寄给他，不过又是没有回邮地址。
And another letter from Teddy, and there is no return address.
里面写着，老师很多谢你。
Mr. Thompson, I'd like to thank you.
如果不是你同我补习。
If not, if it wasn't you who tutored me,
我今天不可能用优异的成绩大学毕业。
I cannot graduate from college with honors.
好，咪又过了几年。
And after a few years,
他又再收到封信。
Another letter.
一看字迹，啊 ，Teddy 嘅。
Teddy's letter again.
不过今次有回邮地址。
This time there is a return address.
哇，好开心，抄封信睇。
He opened the letter.
佢话老师好多谢你。
Mr. Thompson, I'd like to thank you.
我今天成为了 Teddy 医生。
I'm now a doctor now.
我爸爸离开了世界。
My dad has passed away.
我结婚了。
I am now getting married.
我想邀请你成为我的证婚人。
I'd like to be my officiator.
这个故事完结。
That's the end of the story.
兄姊妹，我想问你。
Brother and sister, I'd like to ask.
帮人补习是不是很伟大的事啊？
Well, tutoring someone is it?
你会不会对着他说你真伟大？不会啊，是吧？
You wouldn't say how great are you when you are being
tutored,
不过
我们说是帮人很微小的事。
It is such a small deed.
但是影响了这个人一生。
But it affected his
life. 你是关心你的邻舍，关心你身边的人。
You are compassionate, you care about your neighbors.
你去了解一下他们的需要，不是一些很伟大的动作来的。
You try to understand that this is not something really big.
你跟他分享一下主耶稣的信息，讲一下你的见证，不是很伟大的动作来的。
You share what you, your life, your God, you share gospel to them. It is not something really great.
不过有可能能够影响人的一生。
But it may affect his own
life. 付上少少的代价。
You just need to pay a little.
能够改变你一生，你肯吗？
You can change someone's life.
耶稣今天需要的不是钱，是忠心的工人。
What Jesus needs today is not money, but faithful servant.
是愿意用行动去跟从神的。
It's someone who is willing to pay the price.
耶稣基督需要有那种怜悯心肠的工人。
He needs someone who is compassionate.
他看到人的需要，也肯付代价的。
To know people's need and to pay the price.
当然更加需要的。
Of course.
肯祷告的工人。
Someone who is willing to pray.
等姐妹，我们愿意我们一起效法耶稣。
Brother and sister, we like to have Jesus as our Lord.
我们听他的说话，又跟着他行。
We listen to his word and then we walk the talk.
最后呢，我想请谭牧师带我们一个祈祷。
We'd like to have Pastor Tim to give us a hostess with prayer.
Let's have a people.